We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Bite, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi again, and welcome into the Buffs Insider, our weekly podcast here at the University of Colorado. Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, along with Neil Welk of CUBuffs.com. Colorado football team coming off a loss last week at UCLA, getting set now for a homecoming game tomorrow, 1 o'clock, the Stanford Cardinal in town. It's also a Hall of Fame weekend. Our coverage on the Colorado Football Network gets underway at 11 a.m. and in Denver on 850 KOA. And Neil, that one last week at UCLA, that was a disappointing ball game. I mean, there have been issues at different times across this team. That was one where it seemed like every aspect of the ballgame, Colorado kind of stubbed its toe.
You know, that's the first game, Mark, that we've seen this year that they didn't play well offensively, didn't play well defensively, and special teams contributed to the bad performance as well. And that was, it, like you said, I think at this point of the year, you know, game number 9, it was a little disappointing to see that happen. They got another chance to bounce back on Saturday, but, yeah, that was one of the tougher losses of the year.
I'd have to say this has got to be a challenge right now for Mel Tucker. Here you are near number one. You got 5 consecutive losses. Had some very high moments early in the season, obviously with victories over Colorado State, Nebraska, Arizona State. But now 5 losses in a row, second versus same as the first, right? I mean, it's got a little feel from what we saw last year. And this is a great opportunity, I think, tomorrow at Folsom Field for them to kind of ebb the flow here and get some feel good, if you will.
Yeah, I think you know this is a chance for them to stop the bleeding, whatever you know analogy you want to use, kind of get some good juju back into the program and look toward next year, but also look toward this year and the kids that are here and give them an example that hard work they're putting out there is going to good use, and so I think that's something they really need to have on Saturday.
You and I have spent a lot of time over the course of our time doing what we do, covering Steven Montez. We love him as a kid. I think he's a great young man. He's a fascinating athletic figure. But when he's all said and done here, and he's going to leave here, by the way, having more touchdown passes than anybody. He's tied right now with Cephalou Found with Cody Hawkins. He'll leave here as the all-time passing yardage leader. Game started, he'll be right near the top. He's going to have 16, 17 wins by the time it's all said and done. But he is one that I'll probably scratch my head about a little bit because the way he's kind of sputtered down the end of his redshirt senior season.
Yeah, it's been a tough one, and I really had high hopes for Steven coming into this year. And even after the first couple, 3 games, I thought, okay, they've got this offense down. And, boy, it just seems like, as you mentioned earlier, a repeat of last year. All of a sudden, the offense starts to bog down, and And Stephen, you know, starts to make a few mistakes, and it just kind of snowballs on him. And I still think Stephen has a big upside. Be interested to see if he gets a chance at the next level. But it's been tough watching him because, like you said, he's a great young kid. I really like being around Stephen. I've liked talking to him, watching that career progress, but it never quite took off like we thought it would.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of hard to watch. But, again, he's got 60 career touchdowns now. That's tied with Cepho and Cody Hawkins. I certainly expect tomorrow he's going to break that record. When it's all said and done here, is Tony Brown going to be one of, speaking kind of on the other end of the spectrum, one of the more steady, reliable, somebody on the staff used the term, you know, that he approaches his job like a pro? I mean, he's going to be one of those guys you can look back on and go, maybe we didn't appreciate him nearly enough?
Oh, he's definitely going to be that guy because he's always been kind of lost in the LaVisca Chenault, you know, show. And certainly LaVisca being, you know, I still think he's going to be a first-round draft pick, a great player. And Tony's just been that guy that, oh, yeah, Tony had 5 catches for, you know, 80 yards and a touchdown. Tony had 7 catches for a touchdown and 110 yards. Just always that guy, always gets open, doesn't drop balls. Even last week at UCLA, tough catch in the end zone to get a touchdown late in the game. He's just that guy that is so steady and so reliable, so dependable, not flashy. And no. About 3 or 4 years from now, we're going to look back and go, man, that dude was pretty good.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Okay, now we're really going to throw one into Neil's wheelhouse right here. Because as we told you before here on The Insider, Neil is the president of the Nate Lamond Fan Club. And so I'm talking with Mel on Thursday. We're doing Buffs Prime Time at the Post Brewing Company in downtown Boulder. And we're off mic, and we're just sitting there chatting about this and that. And I made some comment about Nate Lamond and Mel Tucker being a defensive guy, his eyes light up, and he goes, how about the way he played last week against UCLA? He said, as rough as everything was, that dude might have had the best game he's ever played. And he goes, you know what? If I had 11 Nate Landmans out there, he goes, I'd be a happy football coach because just the way he goes about his job. But it kind of got lost in what happened last week in Westwood, or in Pasadena, I guess, with UCLA, the way he played. Because I thought he was awesome.
He was terrific. And as that game wore on and it's starting to get away from Colorado, it's 17-7, then it's 24-7. And Nate Lamond acted like it was, you know, it was the end of the Super Bowl and it's all tied up. Every play he was just busting his tail. And I just, when I watched the game again on Sunday, I was just amazed. And I, you know, I'd rewind and watch a little bit of Nate. Just that guy played as hard as I've seen him play. He was all over the field. And I tell you what, I ran into him, you know, after practice Monday, and boy, he was moving real slow. And I said, you know, Nate, is there enough duct tape to keep you going? And he looked at me, he goes, yeah, he goes, I'm kind of looking forward to a bye week. And then I said, well, you're going to be able to go this weekend? And he just stopped and he looked at me and he gave me this look and he said, what do you think? And that's just who Nate Lamond is. I mean, if he's like the guy on Monty Python, if he's got one leg left, he's going to be out there making plays.
Yep. You silly sports writer asking me a question like, you mere mortal. Hey, this really energized this program and the fan base, I think, this week with the announcement that Antonio Alfano has signed a financial aid agreement, the number one recruit in America last year. Mel Tucker had recruited him when he was at Georgia. It came down to Alabama, Georgia, and Penn State. He chose Alabama, was there early as an early enrollee, had a couple of sacks in their spring game, and for whatever personal reasons and family reasons are going on, decided he wanted to go elsewhere. And I think it says something about Mel Tucker and the kind of way he approaches things from an integrity standpoint, because Alfano all of a sudden did say, I want to go to Georgia, I want to go to Penn State, I want to go to where Mel Tucker is. That's an enormous get to have the number one recruit in America coming to Colorado now.
You know, and I think you were the one that pointed it out earlier in the week, Mark, when a guy like that seeks out Mel Tucker, when he, you know, decides he needs a change of scenery, he's going to leave Alabama, and seeks out a coach rather than a program, speaks volume about the coach and the domino effect, the ripple effect, whatever you want to call it. You're already seeing, you know, kids all over the nation going, oh, whoa, wait a minute. That guy's going to Colorado? Maybe I need to check into it. They've got a big recruiting weekend this weekend. I know they've had several guys that have said, yeah, I'll be there this weekend, that hadn't made a commitment up until Antonio Alfano said he was coming to Colorado. And so that kind of effect, you know, I don't think you can measure how big that is.
Yeah, enormous. And the comparisons I've seen, you know, I've seen the highlight reel like a lot of us have, but the comparisons from some of the recruiting folks who talk about, Nick Bosa, someone along those lines, Von Miller, J.J. Watt, so that kind of guy that can create some havoc on the defensive side. So that's big. So he'll enroll here in January for the Buffaloes, and then there'll be the peel. Can he play next year? Can he not play next year? And so we'll let kind of that kind of unfold according to the NCAA. Before we get to a little basketball, I want to talk that with the men being in China, but let's shift gears here a little bit. Let's see. Death, taxes, the sun comes up. Mark Wetmore wins another Pac-12 Coach of the Year. The Buffs win the men's Pac-12 title. And now, this is kind of unique. Joe Klecker wins the individual title. First times in the Pac-12 that a Buff has won that. That thing over there, and you and I so much enjoy talking with Mark Wetmore and doing what we have to do around him. He's a fascinating guy, and that dude has just got that thing rolling on cruise control. And, oh, by cruise control is winning national championships. That's what they do.
Yeah, and that's how Mark measures the program. When they you know, finish in the top three in the nation, it's a good year for Mark. Otherwise, you know, we could have done better. We should have done better. But he does care about the conference championships. And that's you know, I think, let's see, that's the seventh of nine that the men have won. Mark has been either the men's or the women's Pac-12 Coach of the Year 7 out of 9 years. And it's like you said, it's you start counting on it, and you forget what a big deal it is to win a conference championship, and you look up on the wall and you see, you know, there's 30 or 40 that guy has literally won up there. And just, you know, another great example of what Mark Wetmore does.
Really is an amazing deal. And by the way, speaking of running, Thursday night we had the Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. Jenny Simpson is going in, arguably the greatest distance female runner in Colorado history. Gary Barnett, our good buddy, is going into the Hall of Fame. Brian Cabral, Barry Helton, another phenomenal induction class.
Oh, yeah, and when you start looking back at the accomplishments of the people they put into to the Hall of Fame, and I know every year it's tough for them to sift the number down. You know, when they started out, and it was like, well, what about this guy, this lady? And every year it seems like, you know, I've seen the list as it comes through every year. It's like, boy, I'm glad I don't have to make that decision, because there's a lot of great candidates every year that they wait one more year. And so just a terrific class, representative across the board of the great, you know, diversity of talent that Colorado's had over the years.
And by the way, now when you run into Gary, you have to genuflect, by the way.
Yeah, the Hofer, the Hall of Famer.
I texted him when it first came out. I said, do I have to refer you as Hall of Famer now on the broadcast? He goes, no, Your Majesty would be fine. So anyway, another feather in cap with the great Gary Barnett. Let's talk some basketball. Buffs in China. Boy, did you see the score of that exhibition game they had against one of the university teams there in China? Buffs only won by like 58 points or something. But they're getting ready for that game later on tonight, or at least I think it's tonight. With the time changes, I'm not so sure. But I think it's Friday night they're playing in China against Arizona State.
Yeah, it's either Friday night or Saturday morning, and I'm still not sure. I do know that it will be Friday night our time, and I'm looking forward to it because this is a really great test for Colorado early on in the season. Bobby Hurley's Arizona State teams always play well in November, December. I mean, for some reason, that's when they're playing at their best. I mean, they knocked off, what was it, Kentucky a couple years ago, and Kansas. They've beaten some very good teams early, so you know that Hurley's team is going to be ready to play. And if you want a barometer, an early season barometer on where the Colorado Buffaloes are and where Tad Boyle's team is, this is going to be it.
Let me tie your brain in a knot right now. When Tad and I were talking the other day, he said, we're trying to figure out exactly what dates the games were on. Now, I knew on the American side, I just wasn't sure on the Chinese side, and Tad says, let me do you one better. We actually leave China and land back in the mainland before we left in China. How about that one?
Yeah, they leave Saturday afternoon and get home Saturday morning. So, or Sunday morning, something like that. Yeah, that's way above my pay grade. Too hard to figure out.
That's why he writes about it, and I talk about bouncing balls. That's all we do. Hey, check out Neil Welk's stuff. He's got his Fast Five up right now. He's just ahead of the Buffs football game with Stanford. Again, that's a 1 o'clock game. On Saturday, our coverage, Gary Barnett, Andy Lindell, and I will hit the Hall of Famer, Gary Barnett, by the way, at 11 a.m. with the Buffalo Stampede, our first hour on Franklin Field. Come by and see us. Also, tonight, you got the men's basketball team. That's a game on one of the ESPN networks. They'll take on Arizona State in their opening game. That's a non-conference game, but the first game of the season for the Buffs against a conference foe. And they'll open up their home schedule coming up on Saturday against San Diego at the Event Center. We'll talk to you on the radio for the football game on Saturday, Hall of Fame weekend and homecoming. For Neil Welk, I'm voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson. Thanks for joining us this week on the Buffs Insider.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.